There's a heavy knock on the door. Innes! We need you!
Innes? We'll get him, Innes.
Innes!
You got this.
And Innes... What the heck? What am I needed for? There are three people at the gate wanting locations of one of your cousins.
Oh, no.
Of your cousins.
I protect your... only one cousin. Me.
Yeah, but she's basically your cousin. Basically.
No, she's like my brother.
Yeah, so basically his cousin.
No.
Sweet. Oh, wait.
If you're... He's basically... Because if... Brother and sister, so cousin. Okay.
It makes sense. But you wouldn't refer to... Daniel as my cousin.
Okay. No, as your... As sibling. Yes, and as Innes' cousin.
They definitely wouldn't know... Our relationship to each other.
They know that you...
They would know that I... Because I don't come visiting this place very often. They come visit me.
Okay. Yeah, they're in here. Can you go delay them? I need to get these people out.
There are only two of us.
Yes, but the thing is, he's going to want to drag him. He's at... Innes both dislikes and likes this person. And doesn't want him... And since he's currently now be considered involved... You told Innes about the murder mistakes in situation.
The murder mistakes?
You were mistaken as a murderer.
I was mistaken as a murderer?
Remember that? You were mistaken as the murderer of the president?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why these people are here.
I feel like I've missed a lot.
No, so we went... So there's this one place, and there's a vault. So we go into the vault, steal something. The president is stabbed. He's already dead.
I remember
and
that.
Then we were trapped, and even though we didn't actually kill the president, it's sort of like in this other book where they go to steal something off
that
the
book.
Altar.
That book.
Yeah. And they go to steal it.
That the swords.
That the swords. So it's, they go to steal the sword off the altar, and the king is dead at the altar. And then a dwarf goes running by because he's the one that actually killed the king. You know.
But,
yeah, so it's like no one knows that we're not the ones that killed the president. Don't we? What happened to the first lady?
The first lady.
We had the first lady.
She had an affair.
She ran away.
She came with us.
She ran away in the night. The first night y'all were there.
And had an affair.
No, she just ran away in the night. And please, no. This is PG, but
plus,
not PG-13.
She was actually very upset that her husband had died. So,
yeah.
I don't think.
This is rated G.
What happened to the amulet?
The amulet is still down, is still back in the place.
The place.
Whatever the southern king, the southern place was called.
Alright.
Whatever this.
I don't remember what our goal is, so let's just get out of here.
Well.
Let's go. I have stealth.
So how, what are y'all's speeds? What are y'all's basic moves?
My basic speed is 6.
Basic
move is
7
for me.
Basic move 6, and your basic speed move is 5. He's probably gonna end up. So
you're gonna die, Andrew.
You wake
Why
up.
Why are we bringing him with
salad.
Us?
Salad.
Main reason, Innes kind of wants to. It wants him around.
So
I
why is he
him.
Sending him off with us? Is Innes coming with us?
Yes, because he doesn't. He's going to be. He's associated with you, and he doesn't want to
leave us by ourselves.
He doesn't want to be implicated and killed without you.
Oh. Okay, no, you don't even make my cousin sociopathic psychopaths.
No, he doesn't want to be killed by these people because he's associated with you, or he doesn't want to be the tool that's used to lure you to them. He doesn't want there to be a terrible, complicated plot. Which there already is a terrible, complicated plot, but it doesn't want it to get worse.
I don't remember what happened with the elves.
The elves,
I remember the
good things,
the
bad things, something happened, I don't remember.
I remember they kidnapped us.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then you were separated, and somehow we got back together.
Yeah.
I killed some elves. It was all fun and games.
Until someone died.
So, now we're going to enjoy it. This is going to be fun.
I say we leave what's his name? Because I don't trust him.
And it says,
we
need him. You'll want.
Why do we need him?
Well, we're going to be going off to the east, and he's one of the best people for learning languages, and we'll need that.
I'm bad at learning languages. I barely learned the one I know.
Yeah.
There. Well, no, I know two languages.
Wait, where?
Huh? No.
Did you put an I in that?
No.
E-A-S.
Mm-hmm. Now, right. You're, so now we're currently, so now, y'all are basically panicking and packing.
I mean, I don't have much to pack. I have food and weapons.
Yes, the thing is you unpack, because that's why there's...
No, because all I have is food, like a change of clothes and weapons. I wouldn't have unpacked.
Ooh, wait.
I just have the clothes that I was wearing.
Uh-huh. I have a change of clothes.
Well, Innes is packing up his stuff.
Ooh, I should have brought books.
I say we leave Innes because he's taking two.
Okay.
I packed up all my clothes.
Oh, you want to go to the library? Ugh, the library is like... Actually, no, it's in the... It's in, on the way. It's along the way.
No, I thought I should have, like, given myself...
You have... You are... You stay up, like... You have, like, a... Probably have... Presumably have, like, a heavy novel. Or
so
something.
Right, like, novel.
Yeah, novel. Cool. It doesn't really matter what the specifics are. You can say... You can have it be any of the really big books on our shelf.
You have a book on pathology.
Really big books that are Simmons, fiction.
Medical dictionary. Histology.
No, not fiction. Like, medical a book for physiology. My, like, notes and...
Oh, yeah, you have a... Yeah, you presumably you have your own notebook.
Technical manual. Uh-huh. You could add Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Well, Sherlock Holmes won't exist, but something like it would exist.
No, Sherlock Holmes.
He has Finding Dory.
You do? Oh, yeah. Yes, he has Finding Dory.
Wait,
that's
what,
just
what would the location be?
Or,
it would be
you know,
in
he has
your
Charlotte
pack
Web.
That you were
he
carrying,
has the 5 minutes
or in your hands.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Obviously. Yes, why wouldn't an intellectual person have
know,
that?
Right?
You have a pack.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, Innes is panicking and packing.
And the glory.
The person at the door knocks again.
That's 9 volumes. And those aren't
Innes.
Small books.
They actually had a pass and they're coming in.
Oh no.
Y'all need to pack
we
up and leave.
Climb out the window.
Pass.
Stop saying y'all.
Y'all.
We need to climb out the window.
It alleviates from the seriousness of the situation when you say y'all.
I can't not yes say y'all.
I can't not yes.
I
want to
jump out the
y'all.
Window.
I can't not say
I will
y'all.
Jump out the
I
window.
Can't.
I have
not.
Climbing.
I will go first.
I can climb
and
down.
Then I can catch you.
But the... But Innes does not. I don't know how to climb.
I can climb.
Yes, but the problem is I don't
you.
Know
we
how
you
if you. But
jump
the thing
out
is
the
we're also
and you can cushion your fall.
If we look out the window,
pack,
we are several. We're several stories up.
Is the travel pack just a backpack, or does it actually have like specialized stuff in it?
It has like a short length of rope. Not like it's enough for you to go down, get up like from a short ravine, but not enough to go down here. Here. You are
right.
You are like over
hey, we
five
run
stories
down the hallway.
Up. You're over
do
five stories up.
Go.
Okay, and now
no time to get your books. I'm sorry.
We're
I
running.
I just grabbed a backpack.
He has a backpack. I've packed all my stuff. We need to go now because this is going to be bad.
Yeah, well, let's run.
And now, okay, what direction
running.
Do you go when you off the wall? Out of the way. Oh,
Innes
yeah, running.
Leads us out. Innes can lead us out. He knows the temple.
10, so that means you roll against a 10 if you're running.
Okay.
That's pretty much identical to what other people
okay,
roll.
Innes leads us out.
Actually, everybody else would roll minus against health
Innes
minus
knows
five.
Where to go. He leads us.
You have the running skill?
I don't think so.
Ooh, that might not be good. Because, as it so happens, you're going to have to roll against health. Minus 5 every once in a while to avoid losing fatigue points. You have currently have 9
well,
fatigue points.
Well, good thing I have the most fatigue points at 15.
Yep.
I have 10.
Wait.
Well,
but
Andrew,
I have running,
I put in 11.
You have to...
Yeah, and so currently you have 9 because the current is 9 because you lost some because you stayed up, you stay up too late.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, and we're... Now, running. Y'all are sprinting. Your fatigue. So the fatigue cost every 15 cents. Okay, are you pace? Is this a paced run or sprinting?
It's a paced run. They don't know where we are.
Paced run. So every minute of paced running, you have to roll against the higher of health or running skill. On a failure, you lose 1 fatigue point. So 1 minute later, at running speed, you. So how far do you move? Pace running. Half the sprinting speed. And sprinting speed is 20%. So his is the lowest. You could move exactly 3 yards. You could move exactly 3. You can move exactly 6 miles per hour. Exactly. So, in the next minute, you move you get down to the end of the hall. Which direction you go?
North. Right. We have Innes.
Innes, okay, Innes. Okay, down. Me.
Innes, right, lead us out. You know the temple.
Oh, I'm being, sorry, I'm being stupid. We're going, the direction away from the entrance is actually pretty much towards the library, so we're going right. We go, and y'all keep running. Oh, it's been a minute. Roll against HD. Roll against HD or running, whichever is higher.
What,
HD? HD or running? Mine is the same.
Wait, what's running?
It's a skill. Roll against HD.
I got 12.
I fail.
11, that would be 8. 10.
But I fail if you get higher, right?
I fail by 2.
I fail by 2 right. Also.
You lose 1 hit point. You lose 1 fatigue point.
Do you roll? I got a 10 out of 11, so I...
10 against... So you succeeded by 1. No, you didn't lose fatigue points. What did you roll?
Yeah.
I failed by 2.
You lose 1 fatigue point. Ennis has... presumably has... Let's say he's... Since he's the war god, he has a 12 health. He... fails by 1, and he now has... He has 11 fatigue points. Now you keep running. You're going down this hallway. There's a staircase in front of you. Do you go down it, or do you go around?
Innes.
Okay, we're going down. We're going down. We're going down. This is
gonna be... Stop expecting us to lead, Innes.
Innes is scared. I'm scared.
Yeah, well, Innes knows the temple.
It's weird seeing, and that's weird third person conversation. Okay, so they go down, and now it's. Roll again.
I actually match it perfectly.
Succeed. Did you fail? You failed. Lose 1 fatigue point. Did you fail?
I got a 15.
You failed. Lose 1 fatigue point. Once you get below 1/3 fatigue points, once you drop below 3, once you are 3 or below, you... So once you reach 2, 3 or below, once you reach 5 or below, and once you reach 3 or below, that's when your speed will be reduced and you won't be able to move as fast. Mm-hmm. So you might. So, now you're keeping running. We're going down. Roll again.
Okay then. Well.
Oh, success.
You okay over there?
I got 8.
Success.
I got 10.
I guess.
Success.
9.
Yeah, I succeed.
Succeed. Everybody succeeds.
Everybody succeeds.
And it's 9. Yeah. One more. Succeed. 2 more rolls and we're at the library. Roll again.
I failed miserably.
No, you critically failed.
I critically failed. I got all 6s.
The intellectual trips downstairs.
Now this is a health roll, not a dex roll. So you just roll, you lose 1d6 15 points. Roll 1d. No, roll 1d. Die. You lose 6 15 points. You're at 3.
Oh. Then okay.
Now he's running slow. You really aren't meant to be active.
We will leave you behind if we have to.
Have your move. Now you can, only move 3 miles per hour.
We're gonna leave you.
Y'all.
I don't trust
you. What do you say? Do you say leave me behind or do you want them to stay with
you? Just keep running with me. Don't leave me. I don't want to die. Please don't let me die. I don't want to die.
They won't kill you. Don't worry.
Yeah, these are presumably bounty hunters.
We can lie and say that we kidnapped you.
Don't let them hunt me. I don't want to get hunted.
Yeah, presumably they're bounty hunters.
Hunting bad.
Meaning they probably don't want to take. They don't probably aren't going to kill you, but
it's not good. Wait, how many people thought that we were the ones that were there at the scene of the crime?
Because you were imprisoned for long enough for them to take a photo of you and do stuff like that.
I have no reason for them to want me.
Yes, but you now you're associated with us.
Because we kidnapped him.
Yes, they kidnapped me. So that's my reasoning.
I think you'll... Okay, whatever. So now we keep...
Aw.
We keep...
Oh gosh, ow.
Okay, we keep running and we... So now y'all's speed is reduced. You, now, them, y'all three... Let's see, is that... Pace running is 3 miles per... Is... That's... 3 miles per hour. That's around 6 yards per second, right? No, 3 miles per hour. Yeah, y'all are moving now. We're moving at basic speed. So now you don't have to roll against. But... You do. You still have to keep rolling. We roll one more time? You fail?
We got one more. I failed.
You failed? So yeah, you have 2 fatigue points. And now we're at the library, and then now you can't really run anymore. But now you're a good distance away from them.
Let's just walk out.
Yeah, you walk. So now you're at the top of the library. The library is a really freaking huge room.
Why are we going in the library?
Because the library has the least guarded exit. And because the library is pretty much exactly opposite of the main exit. I don't know if they're going to put the temple on lockdown, but we need to get out before they put the temple on lockdown. They might put the temple on... Depending on how many people...
They're bounty hunters. How many people will respect them?
Depending on how... If they actually have, like, full papers. If they have full papers...
Well, dude, they never took pictures of us.
They might have when you were asleep.
We never slept.
You were in the... Whatever the place was overnight.
They didn't have a camera.
They could have brought a camera in, took a picture, and then left.
We have a light sleeper and a super paranoid person.
Yes, and I think you were in magical sleep.
If we I remember. Weren't.
Right? Weren't you magically put to sleep when you were found?
Regardless, photographs were never taken.
You wouldn't know.
No, but the one guy we ran to on the road.
Yeah, but he was a month. He was a month north.
Yeah, but he had a camera, and that was one that he, like, it took him a while. They're not very common.
They're not very common.
Considering I had never seen one before.
Yes, and you're from the Northern Kingdom, where they're not common. In the Southern Kingdom, they're not common, but they exist, and the government presumably has one.
We weren't in their custody that long.
Yes, but you weren't in their custody long enough for them overnight.
They never took pictures.
Okay, then they did drawings of you, and they presumably had some knowledge of you. But...
Fine.
And also, yes. This could be the first lady betraying you.
Darn the first lady.
Yeah. So basically, the first lady. It also there is a legitimate reason. First lady betraying you. There.
Did you make it so the first lady betrayed us? Really?
I'm saying
that we had our amulet, who was a close friend of hers.
Yes, I'm saying that's a potential reason, not the most likely reason. There's a whole assortment of other reasons why you could be currently being hunted.
But the important thing is bounty hunters. They would have sent the police, not bounty hunters.
This is in a different country. They can't send the police. This is a completely different country than the origin. They have to send people who have at least some diplomatic.
Okay, fine. You can have your stupid bounty hunters.
Yeah, bounty hunters.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Or adventurers. Like, that's what a bounty hunter is, a type of adventurer. They're adventurers like you. There's very different morals than y'all.
I don't think you can compare us to them.
Yeah, okay. So, y'all are now in a library, and you are trying to get down to the bottom of the library. Do you think you're gonna want any of these books?
What type of books do they have?
Wide variety. You walk past the A through F section of the fiction. You walk past the linguistic section of the Non-fiction area.
Are we just, like, looting this library?
No, you can like, take a book.
Stealing them?
You can check it out.
But would borrowing for a really long time, we're going to return it.
But is that moral?
I mean, okay.
Do you have moral?
Yes, he does. He's a... Presumably.
Yeah. Oh, I should have put...
Your morals don't have to be a disadvantage. That's only if they're like, I will not break them. And it's not, and like, you could, it would put you at a disadvantage if you followed them at all times.
Okay. So yeah, I choose not to take any books because that's immoral. Emma.
What?
Yeah.
And then by the time
I'm not Emma, I'm
Daniel. Yeah, you're talking character.
Daniel.
And we get. Okay. We're at the bottom of the floor. Okay.
We've learned a thing or two.
Let's go open the door. Let's go open.
Anyway.
Oh. Hey, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Oh. No, I'm not. I'm role playing. I'm actually doing a conversation with myself. Y'all can come in. You can come in and join talking with this other person. This is the guard at the library's.
Are you gonna have a conversation with yourself?
Y'all can join in the conversation with the guard. It's just currently Innes is talking with the guard. Oh,
you don't have to roleplay yourself talking.
Yes, but I think it's essential. Okay, you're the guard.
Okay then.
You're roleplaying the guard. This is a guard, presumably a cleric of the guards are clerics of the war. And basically, that's the most important. And presumably, they know Innes. So, hi.
Hello, Innes.
We're going out. We're leaving for a bit.
For what reason?
My uncle is
yes.
Very sick.
What?
We
for what reason?
Listen.
Our uncle is very sick. We have to go visit him. Our other cousin already left, but we're worried about his condition.
Yeah. Okay. Do you accept that reasoning?
No.
Why? My uncle
because
is dying.
Because I'm the jerk cleric that...
I love that. Oh, crap.
I will give you a potato.
Around the corner.
I don't want your dirty
potatoes. A few more
potatoes.
Clerics.
I have a carrot if you want one.
Around the corner, a few clerics of... No, what would be this? Clerics of divination. And of the future come dragging along with them a group of three adventurers tied up.
Are they the bounty hunters?
Yes.
Hello.
They're tied up.
Threaten him to let us go.
Those are the.
Why are the bounty hunters tied up?
Because they have been tied. Because the divination people decided that they were not trustworthy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
But that might not be true. Might be. Depends. Divination is complicated.
I mean, they definitely decided they weren't trustworthy if they tied them up and were starting to drag them.
They don't want them in the temple. It's very obvious.
Well, yes, but you wouldn't necessarily just tie someone up.
I could grab out my
where did the black one
shoot
go?
Everyone.
Did you take the black one, Emma?
Emma, your logic.
The divination clerics are currently untying the.
Okay, I will give you. I will give you 8 pennies if you let us go.
Okay.
I have 10 feathers.
What's this? Let's see.
Dude, let us go.
I'll take the bunny and then you run.
Which colors?
Do you guys run?
We run. We are sprinting out.
The bounty hunters. And you run out into the snow.
I am a 16-year-old child.
It's snowy.
I'm a
30-year-old. It is currently.
I'm middle aged.
I can give you a piggyback ride if you don't want to.
It is.
Let's
both
go slow.
It's 6 a.m. Can you stop making that noise? That's really irritating through all that.
Oh my gosh.
That was just a horrible noise.
It is Germany. And then it's also.
Here.
It's 7 a.m. There's a teeny amount. There's a really thin layer of snow.
Jordita.
And it's also really cold. Do you guys want to go out into the... Presumably...
I don't know.
Char.
It's a thalamia.
Your breath. Here's a description of your environment. Your breath turns into ice as it goes out of your
nose. Was it winter last time?
Nope.
What happened? We were only there for a few days.
Yeah, but you don't know why it's not winter anymore. Why it's not fall, early fall anymore. But
it was fall?
Yeah, it was fall.
This has got to be some evil devil magic stuff.
Except
they're pirates.
This?
And I trust at least two of them.
Yes. But the clerics might not be all united, and please don't make that noise.
That's why they're called pirates.
And now, so, do you want to continue out into the freezing weather?
What do we see in front of us?
You see snow falling down at a very light rate.
Very
the snow,
forest.
It is not a forest. It has went from nice grassland to tundra overnight.
Who's doing this?
Well, it could be a number of things. I think this might be Berias. Snow goddess. Her clerics have been a bit unruly recently. And I think that might have caused some issues here. This is not normal weather for this time of year. I didn't expect it to be winter. They're not even wearing winter clothing.
I have a tank top tunic on.
I'm wearing a long sleeve dark tunic.
Wait, are we supposed to put
loose
in
a olive tunic?
You
and
are wearing
trousers
you are wearing clothing appropriate for the normal weather at this time of year, which is.
I have tall boots, so the snow.
40 to 50 degrees
in
the
yeah,
high
so
and upper 30s for the lows.
Okay, so yeah, I have like.
So it's normal winter weather for here.
Yeah, light. Or should I have a light jacket or?
No, you're used to this area, so light jacket.
Yeah, light jacket.
Yeah, it's frigid. That's not mine. That's not important.
Okay.
So it's basically. Do you want to know what the actual temperature is?
What?
Minus. It's negative 13 degrees and dropping a little slowly but surely.
You're gonna get somewhere warm.
Yes, and do you know what the nearest somewhere warm is?
The temple.
Yeah. But there, you know that there's probably some farm families out here. And you might be able to get some.
Well,
y'all are used to colder weather, but this is frigid even
you.
For you.
Plural.
You is not plural. You cannot. I don't use you plural.
You can be plural.
I don't use you plural. Okay. So. What do you do in the face of this frigid weather? Bounty hunters being released behind you.
Oh, they're being released.
Yeah,
they're
being
released. I run around the temple.
The temple? Well, the temple's a bit big for that. You know how big the Jake the Jedi temple is? It's like that big.
No, I mean, I'm starting to like run around. Like, I'm sure there's somewhere we can...
There, you do see... You know that there are some farmhouses. They should be with. They should be pretty close because this temple would not be able to exist without some nearby farmhouses.
Farmhouses.
You don't know which direction they are, but Innes does. We need
okay,
to go.
Innes,
we need to go east. Let's go.
Okay, so we start to run.
Yeah. You're running? Oh, well.
You have like 2 fatigue points.
Let me see. Let's see how much. I'm gonna see how much fatigue points he recovered when you were in the library.
Okay.
So, you've.
I do like how the divination people were like, "We just have to have them up." And then I'm
nope,
like,
you didn't recover any fatigue points. Because you were walking around.
How heavy are you?
Like 157.
Yeah, you'd be
you weigh more than both of us.
You'd be reduced to a speed of 1.4.
Like 5'11".
Yes, I'm also a 16-year-old girl.
In this,
okay, yeah, I can't carry you. I'm sorry.
And I can't and, really and do it.
Do a group effort.
We could just walk.
We don't care that much about you. Much.
There should be a barn within at least within an hour of here. You shouldn't collapse by that sort of distance. Let's keep going.
Okay.
So and Innis leads you. At the end of... no one knows hiking. Does anyone know hiking?
I have hiking.
You have hiking?
Yeah. It's a level 10.
You have 10? What's your hiking, Char?
I don't have it.
Your hiking is HQ minus 5. Yeah, hiking's different. So your speed is... Yeah, your speed is not reduced too far. By the end... So you succeed in getting there, and you've all lost... Everybody's lost one fatigue point.
One?
Come on, I only have one.
Yes, but now you can recover them by relaxing in this barn.
There are
animals in here, and there's, you know, okay, roll survival to create, pretty much the only thing to create fire. This is survival plus 2.
I beat it.
Okay. You can create a fire using the poop of these animals.
Ooh, that's nice.
But it's not dry poop.
Dinky poop.
It's not dry, though.
There's some dry poop.
Why is it dry? Is there any
hay? Because, no, there's hay, but there's also some dry poop near the...
Let's go talk to the farmers.
Well, the farmer... This barn is...
Like, let's talk to the poop, and I was just like, okay.
This barn is the closest. The farmer's another hour away. We need to rest before we can go any further.
Alright, let's go.
Let's just stall for the night.
Okay.
I don't care if it's like 10 a.m.
I'm not
going to
sleep, though, because I'm going to keep watch.
I'm going to make you a potato.
Oh, thank you. Nice potato.
Do you have meat?
You get half a potato.
You don't.
So you're cooking... So you cook food? Roll cooking. Just roll cooking.
I don't have... Well, no, I have dried meat.
Yeah, you have some food. Oh, you don't need to cook then.
I'm not cooking the meat. I'm cooking her a potato.
Oh, thank you.
You can make, like, a light stew. If you have water.
No, I don't have any water.
Okay.
Do you have, like, a bladder?
No.
I punch the...
No, like a bladder, like a bladder you
I'll
hold water in.
No, I punch, I punch the intellectual...
That's what I meant.
I punch the intellectual in the face.
Don't call me the intellectual. I have a
roll
name.
Roll against... what you have
salad.
It? Char, do you have brawling?
I do have brawling.
Roll against brawling for that?
Yes, I'm actually punching your character.
Hey, I have
a... What's the negative for hitting his face? Yeah, you hit his face.
Yeah.
And you do one, so you do your roll your damage. Actually, roll dodge.
How do I?
Me?
Yeah.
How is he gonna dodge?
You can, no, you have to roll 3D.
Oh, okay.
It's dodge.
Oh. Dropped my die.
You still fell.
13, okay.
Can the punch knock him out so he sleeps?
That would be nice.
Depends on what you roll.
How do you do damage?
You roll your, your thrust damage plus whatever modifier for, your thrust damage.
My thrust damage is 1d-1.
Yeah, so roll that.
You get 1 damage.
No, it would be...
1d-1. I rolled a 2, minus 1 is 1.
Okay, so you take 1 damage and nothing else happens.
I stab her.
No.
You don't have a knife, do you?
Also,
I have a short sword, Emma.
And you're
now
a pacifist.
I'm gonna
if you stab her, I will kill you.
This is not. I'm not gonna let this devolve that far.
I am gonna cook
the. Wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait.
I'm gonna cook you some food, and you will not complain.
I persuade
that
you.
That takes a minute, and that requires a minute of you storytelling, and she'd have a, she'd resist. You'd have a huge negative because she doesn't like you.
I have,
he told you.
Oh gosh. I could choose not to give you my food.
That's for persuading a
power. I have the rations of the starve. Story.
Be thankful. Jeez.
I will give you half a potato.
I say you give him a quarter of potato.
No,
I give him a quarter of potato.
Now, Daniel.
Just give him enough food. Can y'all just... Innes separates all y'all.
I punch Innes. I walk outside.
Oh, no, no, no. Roll for ball.
I'm not actually going to punch Innes.
You need to roll for ball.
No, I like Innes. I don't like you.
Can I walk outside?
Innes is my cousin. I've known him my whole life.
Okay, you met me a couple days ago.
Not even a couple days ago.
You haven't given us a reason.
We met you last night.
You met me last night, and...
And I don't like you.
You hear a knock on the door.
What door? Where are we? I thought we
barn.
Were outside.
You're in the barn.
When did we go in the barn? I didn't even cook.
You cooked in the barn. You're cooking in the barn. Roll. Did you succeed?
No, let me try again.
you burn the food. You lose his food.
Oh yeah.
No, I was doing it like one thing at a time, and I'd put like half a potato in.
Lose half a potato.
I don't have an exact number of potatoes. I just have that I have potatoes, onions, and carrots.
You have unlimited amounts of potatoes, onions, and carrots.
I'm not dealing with food starvation unless it gets... Actually, assume you had like 20 potatoes and like 20 carrots and 20 onions.
That's 13. Does that work? Is there anything added to cooking?
No, because this is just cooking over fire.
Okay, I lost by one.
You lost fell by one. You lightly burnt it, but it's otherwise
it's
fine.
It's otherwise fine. Everyone eats their food.
Y'all eat your food. This is pretty crap food for compared to what you're used to. This is better food. This is pretty average for what you're used to.
It's a little worse, actually, because usually I make her some, our group a little, some stew. And
so it's a little worse than what you're used to.
But
and Innes
really
is like,
because I used to
this
eat
is fine.
You used to eat dirt. Why did you eat dirt?
And the knock on the door comes in the middle of dinner.
Oh, when did we?
No, I'm not.
When did we meet? How old were you?
Hey, younger. Hey, there's a knock.
There's a knock.
There's a knock.
We're ignoring it.
I say we just don't answer the door. And I think...
You were like 10?
Yeah.
This is so like I
it's
was 7.
Out here. We need help.
I was 9.
How many people?
We were abandoned.
Oh, wait, no, I was 10. That was
who
were
you?
Ago.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we've known each other for such a long time.
I know, right?
Adventures.
From where?
Who are you?
Adventure.
Adeline.
Adventurer.
Adeline
no,
Strange.
Like who are you?
Adeline Strange. Do any of you know an Adeline Strange?
Is there only... You
recognize this person.
Are you the only person?
No, you don't recognize. You know who this is.
How many people are in your party, or is it just you?
There's two other people.
Where are they?
Right with her. But
who are they? I directly address them. Who are you?
You know
they
her.
They ignore me.
No, I'm telling her she recognizes this person.
Okay.
This person, Adeline Strange, is a famous adventurer. You know her as being one that likes to take jobs to deal with kidnap a criminal and then take them to be...
She's here for me, Charlotte.
Don't worry, I got you. She can't get past me.
I don't care about your bounty. I need your help.
Should we help you?
Why should we trust you?
Well, currently, we were trying to find hospitality because we couldn't go into the... We thought y'all were in the temple, and then we were... They didn't let us in. And now we are stuck out here. Now we've made a decision.
Why should we trust you?
Boom.
Who are your companions?
My companions? They're my brothers. Jonathan's change and Tamiya's change.
Do I know them?
You do not. You know of Jonathan Strange, who's a famous survivalist. He's basically the equivalent. He's basically almost your idol.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
And then his sister is here to.
No, they're all three. They're his adventuring party. Jonathan.
What do I do? She's my equivalent, or he's my equivalent. So try idolist.
To my.
You can stay here for the night.
Okay.
I will keep watch. I volunteer as tribute.
Keeping watch, the night is longer, so you could take, if you take a 4-hour shift, you won't lose enough sleep for you to lose fatigue points.
I don't trust her.
I don't trust her either.
I feel like
They're currently sitting around the fire, going, just shaking.
Wait, we let you in? I thought we were still standing at the door.
Innes let them in.
Oh.
Innes, you opened the door, and Innes basically shuffled them in, and you were talking to them.
I still have 7 fatigue points. It's fine if I lose some.
I don't know if I trust you.
I know you shouldn't trust me, but...
You've hunted me and my...
Well...
Y'all had companions.
I saw your bounty up.
I have a bounty?
Yeah, it was a couple pounds.
How much is my bounty?
Oh.
For a really long time.
Daniel's bounty was a good 10 pounds.
Oh, that's not that much.
10 pounds is a lot of money.
I'm only worth 2 pounds. Okay.
Yeah, 2 pounds is a lot of money, too.
Why would I be worth that much?
Because you are an associate of this person.
I will kill you if you hurt my brother.
I've given up on that. We were going to take you in alive. And hopefully we could get their money and then get money from you to rescue you. That's our usual. We don't usually try to actually... It's our usual
crime. I thought people who were captured by you ended up staying in jail.
No. Usually then I get a higher pay and then I end up put them in jail anyway. Most of the time I deal with murderers. And y'all are murderers. Y'all are supposed to be murderers.
I didn't care for the
person. She murdered people.
I did not care for that person.
Well, I mean, that's... A good thing, because we didn't actually kill him, but there's no way we can prove that, so...
Oh, okay. And now...
I have a terrible past.
So now, who takes what shift? Can't really take any shift.
I'm not... Yeah, I'm going straight to bed.
Insomniac.
I can take most of it.
Roll 3D to figure out when your next attack of insomnia will be.
Roll 1?
We'll do half shifts. 3. You stay awake half the night, I stay up the other half.
So, okay. Next insomnia, 11 days, in 11 days, you'll do that.
I'll take the first 4th, you take the second 4th, then I'll take the 3rd, then...
You've already regained 4
So we just do half FP. And half.
Yeah.
I'll do the first half.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll stay at the first half.
And if anything happens, you have one more than that, so six. I got you.
Anything,
I got you.
If one of them has to get up to go pee or something, wake me up.
I hold up a potato and like motion like a door to them. I have a weapon.
Take the uncooked potato.
As if I don't actually have a broadsword at my side. Like, you know, I have a potato.
Just stick a stick in a potato, light the potato on fire, then fling it at him.
Y'all are crazy.
I'm a survivalist. I have to be like this. And she, he is very paranoid.
I am
paranoid. Yeah. Crazy.
You giving us a story doesn't give us any actual genuine reason to trust you.
I've had to survive on my own for a while. I know how to do
that. I know that, but right now we're stuck in this cold.
Well, you're sitting near the fire now.
Yes, but it's frigid outside. The only reason we're warm at all is because we have all these barnyard mm-hmm. animals and stuff.
Go curl up next to a barn animal.
Goku.
No. We're gonna sleep in the corner.
Okay.
Okay. And they take their corner and they fall asleep.
And we sleep in the other corner.
And who's taking first watch?
Me.
First watch?
I'm taking second.
Innis takes third. Okay. Oh. Now we're gonna...
Emma, why do you... What reasons do you have to distrust me?
I haven't known you for very long. I don't trust many people. You have to give me a reason to trust you.
First watch. What do you want me to do? First watch. You're awake, and Jonathan's awake. Jonathan's taking watch for his group.
Why? Oh, so they don't trust us either. It's fine. I mean, I would have killed her in her sleep, so it's fine.
I'm like watching.
Wait, should I not? Should I stay up? Because I don't know if you're gonna kill me either.
I won't kill you.
We won't kill you unless you give us a genuine reason to. You're asleep, so
I just don't trust you. I would trust her more. I would kill her before I kill you.
A large object hits the door.
Are you gonna wake me up?
You hear a very loud noise at the door, in a roar.
I shake. Illness, Innis, and Daniel awake.
I spelled Daniel wrong.
What?
I let the...
Why are you waking me up?
Monster at the door.
No, I didn't.
If you look over...
Okay, I'm awake.
Jonathan has woken up Adeline and M.I.
Ooh, I forgot to write down my quirks.
I say we send Adeline out there and she can fight the monster or die.
Oh.
I have a broadsword. Send me out.
Because you were woken up from your sleep, you're going to have a temporary reduction on any... Dexterity, you're gonna have to roll. You're gonna have to. Roll against HD. Roll against HD, and your fatigue points have not yet been full. You've recovered a two. You've recovered all your fatigue points.
Okay.
But roll against HD anyway.
HD.
Do you succeed?
Yeah.
Okay, you succeed. You do not have a reduced IQ and Dex currently.
I'm awake.
Okay, good. Innis is also fully awake. Innis does not wake him up because he knows that he's useless in combat. He knows that he's not very good at combat, and also he's exhausted.
Can my dude be gay?
Sure.
I mean, if you want him to be, I want him to be gay.
I mean, I don't think it'll come up.
It's not going to come up. This is not a game where that matters.
Is this like revealing inner truths?
Can we just go back to the fact that there's a big huge monster at the barnyard door?
She's my sister-ish person.
And do you know who comes through the and it, Jonathan comes running over. You guys know what we're going to do about that monster?
I've a broadsword, let me go.
Okay.
He doesn't even hesitate. The 16-year-old girl is like, let me handle it. And Jonathan doesn't hesitate to be like, okay, go ahead.
Jonathan, he has a bow. Amias also has a bow. And Adeline is currently taking out her broadsword.
I have a dagger, a broadsword, and a bow. And boots.
Yeah, but the one that you, which one do you have the skill in? Which one do you want? Actually, which one has your best, is your best skill?
Let's see. Knife is 13. Bow is 12.
Yeah, presumably. But knife has the disadvantage of you're up close.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm quick-ish.
So you, knife, you, sure. Broadsword, and Innis also has a broadsword. Okay. And the monster... knocks the gate open, and in comes a pack of, in comes two large wolves made out of wind and snow. Behind them stands a lady, a woman.
Are you the goddess of snow and winter?
No.
Oh.
But I am here to take you.
Me? Who?
Don't take all of you.
Okay.
Every single one of y'all are coming with me.
Why?
Sorry, no can do.
Why do they want me?
My lady wants to kill you personally.
Sorry, but why? No can do.
Well, I don't care.
What did I do?
And the lady disappears. Lady disappears. And the wolves come to attack. The wolves go first because they have a slightly higher speed than her. They have the highest speed, and they're going to be really irritating. And attack. Out of all seven of y'all.
Let's admit.
Who's the one that's your closest, probably?
I'd also look the weakest, being one that is literally a child.
Yes. And
we're not literally a child.
Have time for
Adeline. Adeline.
I don't know.
Adeline, you, and you. Adeline, Daniel, and Rose are near closest.
Wouldn't it make more sense for Jonathan to be up with me?
Jonathan has a bow.
Yeah, but both of us were the first ones up.
Yes, but he stepped back during as the monsters came in.
I run forward to you so I can be there.
And one of the wolves comes to attack you. Let's see how it rolls. It jumps right past you as it attempted to tackle it, to push you down, knock you down.
Can I attack now?
No, here's the other one needs to go.
Uh-huh.
And the other one goes to attack Adeline.
Is it like I have to pick someone to save because this one's on saving you?
No, it's not.
Okay.
This one also fails and jumps right past Adeline. And now, nope, you're not next.
You're just waiting to hit them.
Because I have a sword and I want
the to... order of the good guys is in no particular order. Goes
in no particular order.
Goes.
You just said the order of the good guys in no particular order.
Yep. It goes Daniel, Innes, Adeline, Jonathan, and Amias, and then you. You're the slowest of the lot.
Wait, what about me?
You're asleep.
Sleeping.
Oh. Roll against.
You're in the corner.
Roll against perception -5. You fell and you do not wake up.
Jeez, Andrew, you're such a deep sleeper.
Well,
you're gonna be useful. You'll be useful if they succeed in getting kidnapped. If they don't, you'll probably still be useful. I'll figure out a way for you to be useful.
Yay.
Neither do I. I've already been kidnapped.
Okay. So, Innes. No, her. What do you do?
Oh.
You are a bit... You're a bit behind... You're pretty much right next to where the wolf landed. The wolf that was intended
for
her.
Can I stab the wolf in the neck?
Let's see what the neck would.
You should probably go from like a more general area, because the more specific ones.
Your head. How about which would kill him?
You would probably
if
want to kill
for, like the chest.
The chest is underneath.
Not the chest, but like that general like torso area.
Back.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, I try and slash. Slash.
You mean aren't you stabbing?
Stab.
Yeah, dice are stabby weapons, not
flashy
weapons.
Dice are stabby weapons.
Yeah. So, you have, if you want to hit the neck, that's a -5.
I'll hit the, like, torso back area near the heart.
If you want to hit, okay, that's vitals.
Yeah.
You have -3.
To what?
-3 to skill. Plus, besides that. Are you? You're moving into the same square. What type of attack are you doing? Are you doing a all-out attack? And what type of all-out attack?
Yeah, all-out attack.
That means no defense.
Yeah.
You can do a determined all-out attack, and that will give you a plus 4 to hit, but no defense.
Sure.
Plus 4 to hit. So roll 3d plus 1. Plus 1 to your knife skill.
Yeah, I succeed.
You succeed?
Mm-hmm.
It attempts to dodge and retreat. And so, let's see. I'm going to guess a... Let's say it has a dodge of 9, so it rolls against a 12. It succeeds in dodging and it retreats back one hex. It's away from you now.
Okay.
Now, who did I say was next?
Innes.
Innes goes up to try and... He goes up to try and stab the same one... slash at the same one that you did. So, what's the damage for the broadsword? You have the damage modifier. Isn't it thrust plus something?
Thrust plus... I can't tell what that's for the broadsword.
Yeah, thrust plus 2.
There's thrust plus 2 in pale, and there's also swing plus 1 cut.
He's rolling swing, he's swinging, and let's see what he rolls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't tell what I wrote for the pen.
He succeeds.
Has thrust plus 1 or... Thrust plus 1, there's swing plus 1 cut, and then thrust plus 2 impale.
And his strength is 14.
I think I wrote something different.
So, now, since he succeeded, let's see if it dodges. This time it can't retreat, and it has a... And so it's going to roll, and it's just a 9. Fails. He succeeds in incapacitating it. I'm going to assume, because... I'm just going to roll. 2. Let's see, what would be a 14 strength damage? I should have done this work earlier, but... I'm lazy. 14 strength. This is a swing, so 2 dice. 3. And it's cutting, correct?
Yeah.
3 cutting. So it does 4 damage. And it is... It was a major wound to the torso, and it is not yet dead, but it is mildly incapacitated temporarily. It has a minus 4 to skill for its attacks. Now, they attack and do their sting. Adeline slashes. Succeeds. But the monster succeeds in dodging. And Myas and Jonathan pull back knock their bows. Now, it is Charlotte's.
It's finally your turn, and you can swing at them.
I can swing at them.
Take your pencil and swing.
You made the noise. It did.
I'm gonna hear it.
Okay, Char, are you going to...
I'm gonna hit them with the broadsword. I swing at it.
Same one? Yep. So, roll against your broadsword skill.
I match it.
You hit, they hit, rolls in, it's 9. Fails. Roll damage.
What's damage?
It's whatever. Were you slashing? Did you slash or did you?
Swing.
You swung, so swing damage plus the modifier turn mod. Plus, so
oh,
swing.
I got 4 damage.
So swing plus 2. Swing. No, swing plus 1.
5 damage.
5 damage. And multiply that by 1.5. That's 7.
Why would you multiply it by 1.5?
That's 7. And this one's already taken 4 damage. So now it's at -1 and it rolls against death. To get to see
can it not just die?
Roll yeah. against death. Come on.
Let's see. That's
this is the 10. One thing that I really don't like. Is
9.
That...
Well, actually, this is the pass out. 9, it succeeds in not passing out.
It's made of snow and wind, though.
Oh. Should I not be having it roll against that? Do you
it's
want
not
it to...
really alive.
Okay, then, so it's not going to pass out,
like,
and you'll have to kill it.
Did
actually,
I not just kill it?
Actually, since it's a construct, yes, you did.
Because since it's a what?
It's a construct. If it gets below 0, it dies.
Ah, oh, makes sense. Now there's only one more.
Yep, one more. And they keep... They would see what the monsters do.
The monster.
Monster. The monster... The other wolf attempts to bite Adeline. Succeeds. Adeline...
If I started to trust her, I'm fine if the wolf bites her. I don't care.
She's... We have a
she fails at dodging.
And that's why she's not attacking us. But I don't know if I trust...
I don't.
And she was... She was using her broadsword. So she rolls
no,
1d
so
plus.
I have a code of honor. I've
4. She does.
You and Abyssal.
She does 6 damage to the. She does 6 damage to the wolf, and the wolf, is now reduced to 4 HP. And the other two have knocked, pull back their bows. Now you get to make your. What did you do?
I'm gonna do the same thing I did last time. I'm going to try and cut them with the knife.
You're gonna go cut them with the knife?
Yeah.
Okay, go up. So they are 7 yards. Yeah, that's within range. But that's a move. That's a move and attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either move and attack or you all out attack again.
I'll just all out attack again.
What type?
Hello.
Do you want to make a determined? Do you want to do 2 attacks? Or do you want to do more damage?
Wait, I'm still asleep.
More damage.
You are, you're still asleep.
So you're doing strong. So roll against your normal skill.
Are you reading?
90. You hit.
No, yes. There's something specific.
Now it's going to roll to dodge. It succeeds in dodging. It succeeds in dodging. Now, it is Charlotte's turn. Char.
How is it my turn?
Because it's yours. I just told you.
Because he said it. Because
he said so.
There's no 9 on the deck.
What did you roll?
I rolled.
Did you succeed?
An 8.
Did you succeed?
Against what?
You were using your broadsword, right?
Oh, yeah.
You
that succeeds.
And you ran over, so did you do it? Did you all attack, or did you move and attack?
I moved and attacked.
Move and attack, so you got the -4 to skill. So.
I still beat it.
You still succeeded? You
mm-hmm.
succeed? Now roll. Now I'm gonna roll to dodge. It fails. Roll to do roll damage. Yeah, combat is complicated.
7 damage.
You did 7 damage to it,
mm-hmm.
and it's now dead.
I did it.
Now,
do
you guys go back?
No, it's you guys.
You
sleep.
Well, we did it.
Did you guys go to sleep again?
Oh, yeah, we got
to sleep now.
Oh, it's Daniel's watches.
No, well, no, it hasn't been. You only fought for that was less than 10 seconds.
An entire fight that took
Yeah, less than 10 seconds. That's a normal fight length. It's very rare for a fight to last longer than 10 seconds. Unless it's like a battle.
I'll finish my watch.
Okay. Sure, we go back to sleep.
And, well, you don't.
Slowly.
And then the rest of your watch passes by uneventfully. But now it is.
I might die.
Daniel's turn.
Daniel's watch.
Cool.
And Amias' watch.
Cool. So you can sleep now.
I'm a hilly.
Mm-hmm. Actually sleep.
I have light sleep.
I want to sleep.
If we go like this and just go,
you are what? Sleeping.
What's your name?
My name? Daniel.
Oh. Mine's Mice.
I don't trust your sister. I hope you know that.
Well, the only reason we went after you was because we really needed the money. But now I think that wasn't really worth it. The decision was a very bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're
money in a person's life.
No. We were seeking just the... We weren't going to kill you. Because you weren't wanted dead. And normally we don't go for wanted dead.
Yeah.
Usually, most bounty hunters who go after that die. So, what are you doing?
Fine and dandy. How are you?
Frigid. It's really weird being out in... In the frozen, I didn't expect it to be this cold.
But you, if I'm a light sleeper, and they're like talking over,
we'll talk quietly.
Yeah, we're talking.
He's not.
Yeah, but I'm talking from across the room, across the barn.
Okay.
Hey, this is a conversation across the barn, not just. Like, he's not walking over and talking to her. So, what do you do for a living?
That is my business to know and you to find out.
Hmm. I don't know if I've heard of you. Not that... I mean... Actually, no. I think I've actually...
I'm a pretty average person. No one really...
The person we went to about this job said something about the fact you working for being one of the very popular amongst working with wizards, something like that. Working with a specific wizard.
I've worked with a wizard before.
Yeah, it was Archimedes, right?
Yeah.
We were trying to do research to figure out how dangerous y'all were. We didn't want to die on our first, on our adventure. We didn't want to have this be our last adventure.
Yeah.
So, why do you dislike us so much? We do jobs similarly to how you do jobs.
Yeah, except I don't take jobs to... put people in jail and stuff. I just steal stuff.
Well, most people would argue that you're the criminal. You're the worst person here.
Okay, kind of out of character. You literally hunt people to put them in prison, and then you're going after her to put her in prison, and then you're telling her she's the worst criminal.
I hunt people to put in prison, people who commit terrible crimes.
I mean,
can I wake up?
You can wake up, but that would mean that you'd lose some fatigue points.
I'm sure that you need to sleep. If anything wrong goes on,
but it's being annoying.
I know, it's fine. I mean I am a criminal, but I don't do that bad stuff.
You stole from one of the biggest libraries one of the very few libraries in the world.
So, it's not the worst thing I could have done.
Yeah. But it wasn't that good. That library had that book for a really...
Don't they usually go after murderers?
Yeah, and y'all...
How would they consider a common thief?
We're not... Y'all are not common...
I'm sorry.
out of character. Y'all are not common thieves. You've worked for a wizard.
But we're still just thieves. We don't go, like...
My foot's sleeping.
And you stole a big target. You stole a spell book. Those are not very...
Yeah, compared to people... They put people who actually killed people in prison.
Yeah. And that's what you do with people who killed people.
Yes, and what have we done?
Well,
would they really consider us to be the worst kind of criminal?
They consider you a well-paying job that happened to be of the murder of a president. Of a president.
Exactly.
But we didn't murder.
And yeah, they don't like the president, so once they realized that y'all weren't terrible people, they decided that they wouldn't actually do the job. Besides the fact that you're basically making sure that they stay alive. Because otherwise, if they weren't allowed in the barn, there was a good chance they could have died.
Then we wouldn't have this conversation. Why didn't we just... Why didn't we open in?
Because... Okay. I don't know.
Who am I talking to again?
You're talking to Amias.
Ah, yeah. I knew it was one of the brothers, but I couldn't remember his name.
Yep. I need to make character sheets for these people.
How about I ditch him, though?
Well, you want to know what the original intent of this? This was meant to be them chasing you, but then I decided, then I improvised it until I got here. I don't know. I don't know how my plan evolved so quickly. Yeah, my plans devolve very quickly. You'll find that I have no idea what I'm doing most of the time.
Cool.
I've been zoning out for like the past 10 minutes.
Let's see, we've been doing this for over an hour and a half.
It is 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We have like an hour.
Yeah, we've been doing this for an hour and 36 minutes. This will be fun. So, let's skip ahead a bit. Because we don't really need to go too much in depth.
Can we go to somewhere that I can use my skills?
Yes. You skip ahead a few months.
A few months? And we're still traveling with him?
It's winter. By then,
I'm sorry, we didn't like have any chance to like.
You were stuck in the, north for a few. Roll survival. Well, what type of survival is it?
Winter
survival.
Yes. What type of survival? Like what type of wilderness are you used to?
It's just survival.
No, there's you have to specialize. You have to specialize in forest.
Give me the book.
I do city.
Yeah, that's a different skill.
Give me the book.
This book.
That book.
Yeah, you have to specialize according to what type of environment you're used to surviving in.
I don't remember that.
Well, I remember that. That's because I read it recently.
It's not good. That's good. There we go.
Are you practicing?
Six.
Terrible decision.
I have survival. It doesn't say which thing.
Yeah, you should have specialized. You specialize in different things. Here comes the sun.
What is survival?
All right. Survival.
No.
Skills.
It's a skill.
Oh, the skill.
It's not an advantage.
Yeah, I put that song at the beginning of my climate change Kahoot.
I still have to finish mine.
To be honest, I have to do 6 projects and I haven't started any of them.
The project?
6?
In honors. I have to do 2 topics. I have to find some text and do 6 separate project things. But it's due March 1st, so.
Oh, ours is due Friday.
Ours is due on the 1st.
I wish I was in honor. Like,
honors.
So apparently she.
I don't want to be in honors.
Apparently she said that you had to have earth science honors and make above an 88 in order to go to biology honors. I signed up for biology honors anyway.
Yeah.
I also signed up for earth science honors, but I didn't get in that.
Honestly, I'm
reason.
Not so upset that I didn't get honors because I have English honors and I don't.
About science honors.
Next year's gonna be fun. I'm gonna have a push, and then I'm gonna take Japanese online.
I'm gonna be taking
a push, all honors classes,
and
then
a push and AP
class.
Gov next year.
Really? I'm not taking any other classes other than the ones that I
like need.
Do you need Japanese?
I need a language that's going to be my language.
You don't want to take French or Spanish?
I mean, Spanish would be cool, but I want to go study abroad in Japan. So what? It would help me.
Am I allowed to have different specialties?
Yeah, you get more than one specialty, but you have to spend points for each one.
Okay. Because I'm going for... I'm going...
But you can also have... You have one specialty in Japan. And Emma have a different one.
Yeah.
I want to do...
You choose a specialty for me.
You can do the plains and the Arctic, and I'll do...
Well, just plains. She only has one.
Oh, she only has one?
Yeah, she only has one survival, so... Plains.
What do you mean only one survival?
Should I do Arctic? Because it's kind of Arctic-y right now.
Why do you mean only one survival?
But plains is more generally
Caleb, what do you mean by only one survival?
Because she only spent points on one of them. She only spent points on survival once, not multiple times.
I've only done it once, too.
Yeah. So you want to have... But Arctic also... She wouldn't have Arctic because she isn't used to surviving in the Arctic. She doesn't do that often. The only environments you've been in are forest and plains.
I'm doing woodlands.
Yeah, woodlands.
If I do woodlands and you do plains...
That covers pretty much the entire place.
I got plains. There.
Yeah. Okay, now... So it's been a few months. You...
And wait, in that time, they have...
No, Grunge, they've known you. They
yes,
know you.
Yes, they know me and they trust me.
They know you. I don't know about trust
Pass
you.
Pass me crackers. I trust you.
She might not.
I have a person to protect me if that trusting is wrong, so I'm good.
I'm not gonna harm you.
I trust you more than I did before. I don't trust you with, like, my life, but...
I'm a pacifist.
Okay.
So where... Nice. So what? Good what's... Are you in the... What city are you in? Are you in the capital? There's a city north of the library that
where
you robbed.
Where are we trying to go?
Nowhere. This is just... This is a new adventure because the previous one kind of just ended.
I don't even remember what happened.
Well, the previous... Well, we've already done three different adventures. We had the adventure for you going south. We had the adventure of you going to the temple. And then we had the adventure of you going a little bit away from the temple. And now we're doing a new one.
You need to give us like some actual goals.
Yes, that's what I'm about to do. I just need to know what's the year in to give you an idea.
I want to go to our hometown.
Okay, so you're in the capital of the Northern Kingdom.
No.
Oh, right. Wait, what?
That's where
my uncle lives?
Oh, didn't he live in the capital of the Northern Kingdom?
I don't think so. He lives in, like, a small town.
Small town. Small town east, west of the capital of the Northern Kingdom.
I live in the, I live in the capital of the...
So, you are all gathered at her uncle's tavern.
His inn has a bar in it.
Inn and tavern. Inn, okay. You're at the inn. What's it called? Sharp, since this is your creation, you get to name it.
The Itchy Leg.
The Inn of the Dancing Dragons.
The Dancing Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
I think Itchy Leg is better.
No. Right. I like dancing dragons.
Right, Emma? Itchy leg.
A person walks through the door. You recognize this person. She looks a little older than you last. She looks a little different.
Is it my sister?
Is it Adeline?
First lady? Is it Adeline?
Yes, it is Adeline Strange.
I step in front of Daniel.
Aw.
Hi.
We just like read them with us staring at them. What are you doing here?
Currently
where are your brothers?
My brothers? No, they set up actually they just recently created their own tavern. They've been running it for the last few weeks.
Oh, so now they're rivals with us. We can't.
No, they don't live in the same city. This little town has like one tavern. They live in like the main big city. Or something like that.
I don't trust you.
Of course you don't. I'm just passing through, basically.
Okay.
Oh, whatever. Okay. I'm actually... Someone I met along the road, an old man, had a long beard, asked me to... told me to tell you to meet him at the Shrine of Luck. It's a bit north of here.
Who is this old man?
Like a wizard. That's pretty much that's the main thing. I don't know many wizards.
Archimedes?
And you're here mainly because you're just visiting them for a short time. You came to enjoy the life at a tavern.
So I've wandered off from there.
You've done some things. You could have spent maybe another a couple maybe a point. You've each earned a few points. You've earned 1 point. You've earned two, and you've earned 2 points, and you've earned 2 points. You can spend those 2 points on either. Your knife skill or your survival planes skill. You can spend it on your broadsword skill.
I have 40 unspent points.
You have 40 unspent points. Five. Yes, but now you can spend 2 points. You gain 2 points to spend on broadsword. You just get 2 points in broadsword, and you get 2 points to spend on any intellectual thing you want.
If I add two more to broadsword, what level am I?
How many points do you have in broadsword now?
Two. I'm at 12.
You have four now?
Mm-hmm.
That means you've gained one level up. Then you're 13 in dex plus two. This is one of the interesting things. Leveling up in the middle of a session. This is interesting.
Well, we've never leveled up before.
I've never given you all points.
No. That's one thing D&D has, it's a lot simpler.
Well, also, you could have spent some of your unspent points on spells, if you like, useful spells, not like the...
No, I'm like a person that has the magery skill, but I just like...
Magery advantage. You can see magical places, you know how magical an area is, you know... That type of stuff. And if you want to, you could have the ability to create fire.
I could.
You could ignite fire. You could have the ignite fire spell if you wanted to. That'd be a reasonable...
You're supposed to end up four, right?
Yeah.
Is Abby bringing both of you home?
Abby can't bring both of them home.
My mom is getting us.
Okay.
Because Andrew brought all this stuff.
So if you want to, you can get the ignite fire spell.
I don't want to.
Okay. So, he said, so do you want to go meet who you presume to be Archimedes at this Shrine of Luck?
He should tell us himself if he wants to talk to us.
He's a mysterious wizard who happens to be wealthy.
Why does he always expect us to do what he wants us to do? He's a wizard.
He pays well, and
can he do these things for himself?
No, because most of his time is spent doing politics is, and also
participating in politics.
Yeah, but it's called politicking. There's actually a word, a simple word. Politicking.
I don't think.
Whatever. Whatever.
Anyway, he was doing the politics.
And he also has to spend a lot of his... He spends some of his time... He has to meet with his other arc wizards. He has to go meet... He has to fight against dragons. He has to do all that type of stuff. The tiny little jobs... He pays adventurers to do that. They're not worth his time. He wants them to get them done, but they're like...
If they're not
busy
worth
work.
His time, then they don't get to be done.
No, they're busy work. For him, it would be like, oh, I'm wasting my, I need to spend, I have time that I need to be over there, and I can't do this, and I need this to be done. And so he pays adventurers like you to do those things. And he wants to meet you. So, There are other things, people in this tavern. There's a mysterious man in the corner. There's someone. There's one of your old. There's a friend. There's someone that you used to know in another. Let's see. Joshua is also in the in another corner of the of this place.
I mean, yeah.
Do you,
it's his dad's tavern.
Yes, but normally he lives like 4 weeks away. Like, this is a long journey for him to be here. Do you want to go talk with him?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I was actually here. I actually wanted to. I was told that I have something to give you. And he gives you a scroll. Do you read it to everyone else, or do you want it to be private?
I went over by myself.
Okay.
My two dudes are in a relationship today.
Wait, what did you just do?
My dudes are a couple.
What was the name of the other one?
Daniel Smith and Haru Ito.
Haru Ito.
Haru Ito.
Haru Ito. Hirohito?
No. Haru, first name. Ito, last name.
Oh, okay.
Haru
Ito. I thought it was Hirohito.
No.
Well, then.
Can I get you a baseball?
You know what song I can't stand to listen to really anymore?
Mm.
Africa.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
Did the quartet ruin it?
You ruined Africa for me.
I'm sorry. At first I was afraid.
Can you hit my rainbow?
I love that rainbow.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful rainbow.
Can I get baby?
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Your two guys had babies?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said they're my gay babies.
Oh.
Showing a relationship
together. Okay. At least...
What word were you trying to spell?
Refugee.
That's not how you spell
wait,
refugee.
Wait, how?
I have terrible spelling.
That's not how you spell refugee, though.
Yep.
Yeah. There's one F and one G.
Oh, well, whatever.
There are two E's, but that's...
Why are you giving this to me, Joshua?
Oh, we have...
Also, who would admire me, specifically?
Oh, it's for all of you.
Can I punch them?
No. They want these refugees.
Where are they coming from?
They come from a...
I haven't heard of any wars happening recently.
They come from a country down to the west. Their home has been taken by a dragon.
Also, isn't it Archimedes' job? Didn't you say that's what he does? He goes
Archimedes?
And fights dragons.
Oh, Archimedes, Archimedes is currently going off to kill this dragon.
Well, then why would...
We need you to help these people find a new home.
I'm a survivalist, though. How do I help refugees?
I'm a thief.
Well, we
help?
Have a destination in mind. We know the basics of this, but we need some thieves' help.
Well, as you know, I am not specifically a thief, Joshua.
Well,
how
are you are better
thieves.
Y'all are you are better thieves. We
I steal potatoes.
We do not do subtle.
I have morals. I steal nothing.
Our temple is bad at we don't do subtle, and we need people who can be subtle. to help them take this
I'm
place.
Not really subtle.
You are more
Joshua.
Subtle than this
Joshua.
Temple.
Joshua. I hope you know that I would like to punch you right now.
And I hope
and
that,
I
hope
well
that, know that
I am 16. I don't know how old you are.
Can we pretend it's been a year?
No.
Like,
no,
6 months.
I'm 20. I want to be.
6 months, and then it's been a few months. You're older.
I'm 16.
I'm still.
Yeah, no, now you're.
Nope,
17.
I'm 16.
No, you can't be 16 forever.
I'm not.
It's been a few months.
I'm not going to be 17 in a few months.
Yeah, it's been like 9 months
no.
since this adventure. The first adventure
no.
was. And you were 16 at the first adventure, so by now.
Then maybe her birthday. Well, maybe her birthday was in the 3 months that.
I'm not.
Why are you so against aging?
Because you can't make me turn 17 just because you want me to. You said it was a few months, meaning like 3 months.
Yeah, it's been 3 months, and then we've already done 1 6-month period.
What was the 6-month period?
Well, you were in the city in the south for 3 months, and you had the journey down there, which took a month, and you were up here for at least a couple months, for a month.
I turned 16 on the way.
That's what I
okay.
like.
You have a really long neck.
Yeah.
That's me. Is your really skinny legs?
Yeah.
Well, since this
I
adventure...
snap like a twig.
Since this adventure... Yeah, since y'all seem to want an adventure, this campaign...
That's not an adventure, that's very dangerous. You want us to help refugees.
Yes. Oh, I'm trying to come up with an adventure, and I based that one off of The Hobbit.
That's not how The Hobbit happens.
You have refugees coming to get help from a thief.
You have like 13, and they come to get him. It's not like a huge crowd of refugees coming for help.
Yeah, but the thing is, there is a huge crowd of refugees that they plan on taking to this destination eventually.
Yes.
Okay, well, since I can't seem to come up with any adventures, do you want
no,
to do
I'm
a
sorry.
New thing after this?
Huh?
Do you want to do a new thing, like, whenever we can do this next?
Yeah.
Like, new characters and...
Yeah. You want to do the Fable Haven based
you
thing?
You could probably keep your... No, because that's the one that we did with Aiden.
Okay.
Aiden and I were going to be the kids. And then Jade and Styler were going to be the caretakers. With Sean being like the weird...
Yeah, they don't know how interested... I don't think Styler wants to do it.
Well, Aiden is definitely interested in it.
Aiden was interested. I don't know about the rest.
You could let Styler be the GM if we do
that's my skeleton.
A GURPS.
No,
he
doesn't like GURPS.
Would probably be more willing to participate if he had some semblance of control over it.
Yeah, I know. So, okay. So, we're going to do a session, quick nonsense session zero. Nonsense session zero. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I want to make a serious character.
I don't. But seriousness is difficult. I don't like doing serious. I don't like doing serious things.
We could do something else for 30 minutes.
Play a different game?
Okay.
Why not?
That one.
What are you playing to?
Betrayal
on the Hill.
Binder?
We're all going to betray each other.
Oh.
Grab Betrayal. We're playing that.
Hand your character sheets.
Go put it on top of that.
Sorry. Well, you're not recording this part.
What?
She can hold on to hers if she wants. You can hold on to yours if you want. We do have to clean up the desk though because there's no space on the table.
You can put trash in this.
Did we eat all of them?
Yes. Wait, was that a new bag when you...
I ate too many of those. I'm disappointed in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm always
disappointed
myself, but...
Oh, Caleb.
See, we are efficient when it comes to cleaning up.
These are a lot of dye. No, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this a coffin?
These coffins?
Wait, who's this guy? Ooh,
where am I? Emma, let me see the people. You can be,
these are the people. These are the people.
This Choose. Is me.
Well, then be the person that goes with. Be the purple person.
No, I don't want... Fine, I'll be the purple person.
Purple.
I will be Father. Jenny LeClaire.
Father Lionheart.
No, come on. I like being the... I like Flash being the fortune teller person.
Okay, give her the fortune teller person.
I don't...
Here.
I don't want to be the purple
I'm
person.
I'm the mad scientist guy.
Who do you want to be?
Father... Wait. Wait.
They're double-sided. Oh, you could be... I don't know. I don't know how old she is. She's 18.
Professor Longshot. I think... I don't know if... Wait.
I just like being Madame Zostra.
I don't know who... Wait, what?
They're different people.
Professor Longfellow?
Or you choose. You choose.
Oh, you choose.
Yes.
What did you think? You have to be... Caleb? No.
Sorry.
Also, take the recording off. We're not recording this.
Okay. I'm going to be Professor Longfellow because I am a long